freaking, not speaking. Leave that leaking like rapper demo. Tell them take their clothes off slowly. Hit them with the force like COVID. It's back like COVID. Watch me roam like COVID. Fuck it, they don't own me. What they say, show me. Homie.
Just waxed the dance floor. There will be no dancing allowed this year. No matter what you do, please keep your fat asses off the dance floor. Psych.
If this isn't to say that you may take her to another part of the bar, sit down on a couch, make out, and then take her to another bar. For scenario one, my personal approach is, this place is too, and then you insert your complaint here. Like loud, smelly, obnoxious, lame. So it comes out like, this place is too loud.
More whack jams coming up next.
The revolution starts now on Air America Radio.
Have reactive relationships.
Get ready for a fat new mix.
For the most part, reactive relationship.
Power to turntable number one. Check. Power to turntable number two.
Healthy or unhealthy, react.
We ready to move.
Lacks power. Lacks strength. A reactive relationship. Lacks magic.
Pretty care too much. You're one way or the other. With the big dog. Whether it's, you know, cold fusion or oil or whatever it is. They could easily switch to cold fusion if they wanted to, if they were smart enough to. In fact, here's a story from the cold fusion war that will really blow your mind. Amoco did cold fusion experiments, okay? And they had just the right equipment due to oil exploration at the time, a calorimeter, and they hooked it up quickly, and they, lo and behold, their scientists found the excess heat, and this report was much later published. They were ready, set to go to do a major investment in cold fusion research. They had no problem with that. One of their top scientists later divulged this to me. It was not because they were afraid that it would destroy the oil empire. It was because the Department of Energy report, which was negative, quickly negative, discouraged them. In other words, the company executives believed, apparently, the propaganda coming out of Washington. Okay? They were all set to support it, apparently, if this report at a scientific meeting by a top Amoco scientist, who was then not Amoco, but he was from the Texas area. If this story is to be believed, the government's own report screwed up an oil company's intention to get into this.
And apparently Japan has a lot of companies like Mitsubishi that have been fooling around with this stuff because they know that...
Inactive. How's that for a word? Yeah.
I live in New York City, and I feel very safe in New York City because I got that chain that goes from the wall to the door inside my apartment. I'll tell you what, you put that chain on at night, and that just says to criminals, hey! You're not getting in here unless you push with your hand.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Dawes Butler from Beverly Hills, California writes, Dear Dr. Science, please explain why Captain Crunch's eyes don't fall out of that little pocket above his nose and how his eyebrows can float above his eyes.
Captain Crunch is the prototype of a new version of Homo sapiens. He and his cloned predecessor, Sea Dog, were developed in the late 60s at the Hanna-Barbera Laboratories. Doctors Yosemite Sam and Magoo were trying to develop an individual who would be especially oblivious to the ups and downs of modern existence, eternally cheerful, and through all that obliviousness and good cheer, arrive at a...
Active, reactive, not me. No, I have an inactive relationship, or better yet, some may want to pretend you have no relationship with your future self.
be a light. Oh, a light. Oh, well, must say it is. It's land. Rocks ahead. Surf breaking again.
Page is www.
Voice is going to change in a certain way and in a certain sequence. Ready? Now, we're going to start with my pitch at this certain level, and only incrementally am I going to increase the pitch. And I'm going to do it very, very slowly, in a way that prevents you from being able to really catch what I'm doing, unless you know what it is I'm doing. And as I speak to you in just this rhythm, with this slowly changing pitch,
save data.
You know, he memorized the entire Webster's Dictionary when he was away at Attica.
And although such terms as inactive and no relationship at all may be used, such pretense, put simply, is wrong. There is nobody who has an inactive or a non-existent relationship.
He could define any word. $50. Classy. Yeah.
Now you'll come up with the right answers faster than you ever dreamed possible.
That's right.
You don't have to shout. What is it then?
Listen. Isn't that our door? Don't you hear pounding?
How could it be? This is a lighthouse. Who would come out to an island in this storm?
Just the same, I'm going to see.
All right, I'll go with you.
Scream is often treated as some kind of insurmountable, impenetrable obstacle, pure white noise, force.
I don't hang up on people. I have never hung up on anybody.
Well, you stop responding.
Some of the questions that I have for you concerning the fact of what the so-called facts you listed in the pamphlets that you make?
Probably not.
That's the word.
Because you like videos, right? It's because in your lap.
Thank you, dear. Just can we stop staring at some light?
Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Do your other customers gawk at you like that?
Well.
No, they don't. Because I got class.
I got class.
He looks pretty classy. I'll leave this here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You got zero class.
Reactive, healthy or unhealthy, everyone, everyone here, everyone everywhere.
Don't overreact. Just continue what you've been continuing at. try to get ahead of yourselves. Sphere country, my brothers. Don't get behind yourselves. Wind up punching yourself in your face with some anger. What it is with that word. Don't know what it is.
I'm not tracking. Like I've never been on one before. She's got class.
Yeah.
That is beyond analysis and unworthy of any kind of interpretation.
Eyes feel as if they've been twisted around my skull, as if my right eye is located in the general vicinity of my left ear. I abandon the stranger and pull from my ruck the letters I've received from Christina, and I begin to burn them. No one seems to notice. Christina had gone to a card store in a shopping mall and ordered personalized stationery. In the lower right corner of her letters, two imp-like creatures are holding hands under a palm tree, with a caption floating in the clouds that reads, "Tony and Christina forever." The stationery makes me ill, or rather, the caption's fraudulent and even dangerous sentiment makes me ill. Nothing is forever, and certainly not a cheap relationship fabricated on personalized paper. And I'm about to die or not, and kill or not, but no matter what occurs, I will never be the same.
So when's he coming?
When he gets here is when.
You just go.
Looks like a muffin.
It's a scone. It's from Europe. You see, you're boorish.
Boorish?
Did I say Boris? I said boorish. Uncouth. A vulgarian. He's... Never mind.
What is the problem, Vincent?
The problem, Stewie, is that you owe over $100,000 the bookies in this borough, which I cannot cover at this moment. And if Gus likes you, there will be no problem.
Okay.
But here at the Institute, we hear the scream from entirely the other perspective. The scream as an opening, as an entry point, as an access point.
Certainly try. Okay. See. Find some of these misinformed, some of this misinformation here. Okay, like some of the short-term effects, it says it causes memory loss, distorted perception, trouble thinking and problem solving. I'm just curious as to where you got these facts from. Loss of coordination. Do you have proof or medical documents to back this information up?
Scientific studies.
Do you have scientific studies?
Sure.
May I see these? Are these available to the public?
Of course.
And where are you going to see these?
In a database on the internet.
No, see, none of this information is true, though. Do you know why marijuana is illegal? No, do you know why marijuana is illegal? Can you ask me that question?
I missed the question. Say it again.
Do you know why marijuana is illegal?
No.
You do not know that?
What can I say? Congress passed the law. You want me to get inside the heads of the congressmen, or where are we going with this?
Same, but you feel so much greater intimacy, close, tender, vulnerable.
I live there with my cat, Stan. Me and my cat, Stan, we live in my apartment. It's very nice. I actually took him to the vet recently to get neutered, because, you know, I was just sick of his constant bragging. You know, every night, I'm getting laid so often, you know, that kind of thing. The sad part was, he's never been out of my apartment. That was the first time he left my apartment, so he was actually happy to be going, you know what I mean? Because I put him into that little cardboard cat carrying case that they give you, and I brought him to the vet, and I took him out, and he's out like, you know, ooh, rambling man. You know, he was very excited. But the vet, as a matter of routine, takes the cat's temperature anally, which surprised me, but really surprised the cat. The cat is basically, he's up there looking around. I'm across the room. This is all I see. Meow. Meow. Ow. Ow. My ass. Ow. Hello.
An entry into a vast interior landscape.
Officer, I would like to report 4 bodies in my backyard.
Except liking you is sometimes a problem.
I'll be all right, Vincent.
Gus is not somebody to be trifled with. You get my emphasis.
Trusting. So the humiliation has been reduced so substantially that intimacy shoots way up here and leaves love and caring in its dust, at least for a while. And you've disrupted the ratio. Or that caring. The love may stay the same, the intimacy, but all of a sudden you care. And you surprise yourself. You can't believe this is you. Caring like this. You apologize. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I care so much. But you are in a potential of crisis when all of a sudden the love, the intimacy of the caring disrupts, changes. The ratio. As long as the ratio is the same. Of course, the answer, once if love increases, increase the others, you know. But nonetheless, the point is that it is a potential crisis, love, intimacy, caring.
I thought you should know. There's a
scientific experiment that you did. It's a little scientific experiment that you did that you can call complete if you like. You can say, I now have sufficient evidence to prove that worrying about money does not create it. Now, if you don't have sufficient evidence yet, then you can worry another year if you like. You know.
That has as its surface this highly nuanced, very individual.
Yeah, I understand.
Some class.
I will.
Gus, thank you for coming.
Good to see you, Vincent. How is Maria?
She's great. She's wonderful. Thank you very much. And how's your family?
Don't ask. Don't ask. You must be.
Yeah, Stu Ungus. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
He is a little one. Can you bring me a cup, Angela, honey. The Darjeeling and cannoli. Yes. Bring me a cannoli.
Of course, yes. Mr. Germano.
So, Stu, you're Max's son.
Yeah. I mean, yes, sir.
He ran a very nice club, my condolences.
Thank you.
But it seems he liked the horse. Do you like horse too?
I know what Kimball did. He was convicted of it.
He says it was the one-armed man. Now you've got a...
creatures of pain? Why should we teach them that they are powerless when God holds out his power and his love and bids us take what is already ours? Mind that is made willing to accept God's gift has been restored to spirit and extends its freedom and its joy as the will of God is united with its own. Forgiveness is a choice. I never see my brother as he is, but that is far beyond perception. What I see in him is merely what I choose to see, because it stands for what I want to be the truth. It is to this alone that I respond.
Forced to it.
I choose to see what I would look upon.
Sorry, Gregory. I didn't change. And I tried. At least I think I tried. I couldn't. I just couldn't. No one mourned me. Not one tear was shed.
Also.
Good, because they spread disease. I won't have that.
I've been around here a long time. I've seen that much police.
You got a deadline, play the weather over again.
Tell Samuel Gerard I'm going home now. I'm taking my vacation.
In the future, such fragments, even if they chanced to survive, would be...
We have screams that go from the most extreme no
unintelligible to the most and unintelligible.
Yes. The yes and the no then doubles itself or echoes itself in a whole range of other nonsense. The tension between male and female, between head and belly, belly scream and the more head scream.
In you. But in Australia, you can see, you know, you can see your apartment in L.A. I mean, it's really clear. Because it's just not fucked up yet. Don't worry, give it time, you know, of the American overflow. We'll eventually get over there and defoliate everything. You know, we're working on it. We, all of us together, all Americans live to, like, just destroy the rest of the world. All of us get together at night. Well, how can we, there's some rainforest we haven't pillaged yet. You know, they get it, all of us in on it. Reagan, Bush, they called all of us in. I talked with them infinite hours on the phone.
The,
you know, all of us are all conspiring.
The death. But anyway. Rattle. Which is, of course, a no scream. Extreme no scream.
I bury every one of you. It got awfully lonely out here. It will seem like forever.
constitutionals will be gratefully received. Check should be made out to Mr. W. Greenslade in the plain wrappers.
Greenslade, take off those dark glasses and put that back straight on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Seagoon. It's for a session, you know. It's not my fault.
I'll tell you what is your fault.
What's that, sir?
A big, fat, steaming belly of yours.
Steam in my belly, sir.
No steam in your belly and button your waistcoat.
Lost the ability to make new.
Good heavens.
So he's been sort of cut adrift, in a sense, in, you know, time, because he's lost his sense of time passing.
First, I would just want you to relax here on this sofa. Yes, you can keep it on. And we, maybe you can have a little show for us and slowly take it off later. We'll see. And I want you to kind of, like slowly, like opening up your bikini top in camera. So you're kind of playing, you know, a little dance. And you open up. Look in here. Perfect. Turning more around towards me slowly. It's cool. It's very good.
And this I see.
And then you kind of slowly take open this on the side.
My brother's thing shows me that I would look upon my own. And I will see it.
Okay, and now I just want to kind of play with this.
To behold like, my
a little bit down here, a little bit, you know, listen, like you're flirting. Good. Yeah, hold it there, hold it like this. Oh, that's it. A few more, same thing.
And in space, because he doesn't know where he is, because he doesn't know how he's gotten someplace.
I think what I like most about the film is that Leonard is just a more extreme version of how I live my life.
A sea of conversational debris, waves of sonic turbulence roll into Lalanu, jamming interplanetary
creatures. Just a more extreme version of how I live my life.
Vincent tells me you have a knack for cards, gin rummy.
Oh, yeah, and poker, conk and cab, pinochle, whatever.
Yes, but what will we be making money with? To win consistently, we need to be the very best. That is the secret.
I'm somewhat of a separatist. In that I hang out with other gay men, usually gay men around my age, and from my socioeconomic background. You know, I really am. I like being around people who are just like me.
I may be making slight pitch adjustments, but that's just to maintain a dynamic sound quality.
And that is the only thing that might last forever. Exile, change, change the only sustenance I know.
Just curious as to why he compared it from and not know anything you put in there. And that lack of response is supposed to mean something.
There is no response to that question. You have the ultimate message.
So you're admitting that marijuana being illegal is wrong.
Now, when did I say that? And when did you
get that? You said I went and I was right.
Well, see, I never heard you say that before.
So? Gin Rummy, then. Great game.
Well, I'm great at all of them, son.
Like, I tell friends things several times, forgetting that I've already told them. So unreliable, I write notes to myself, I email my...
You got a live one here, Vincent. Yeah, you do. Angela, I must run. You give young Stu here my food. He's going to be a millionaire, you know. But he needs a little meat on him. And a date with a good girl. I'll make some calls, Vincent. You'll get the markers paid off soon, yes?
Right away, Gus.
Good. Well, he's yours now. Don't let him near Funzi Giocamo or the other families. I can't help them.
Yes, yes.
Get him a new jacket, for Christ's sake. Pagliaccio. Addio. Addio, Vincenzo.
Grazie, Gus.
Stretched across time and space, and they all seem to be
phone messages for myself. Leonard actually tattoos his body with lists of facts that he has to remember.
Way over there. Disembodied voices. Vocal bodies reconstitute themselves in the ear of the listener. But everyone in the Sirian system is synesthetic, and what they hear, they simultaneously see and smell and feel. And it sounds all that swims can also drown. What goes up must come down. All that swims can also drown. What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
I don't know. experiment now where it gets really interesting. They took the DNA out of the vacuum and they said, let's see what the pattern of light looks like now. And to their amazement, the photons were still aligned as if the DNA were there, although it was no longer physically in the tube.
Oh my gosh.
Put him in the living room bunk.
Peter?
Yes?
How did he know our names? What did he mean by what he said?
He's changed a lot since we saw him last. Since I saw him last. He was on the life raft with us.
The Santa Margarita?
Yes. I'd know him better than you would. You were ill. His name's Grasso. His was the last voice I heard before we fell overboard.
I'm inside.
A lot less. Pointed pencils. Sugar cubes. Red rubber balls. Gardenias. Imagine the body of this voice.
What a day. What a day.
If you want to go to heaven and live forever, all you have to do is be broadcast. Buy a little time on the satellite. Call your lover in Singapore. Immortality awaits you in the audio archive of outer space, where real lives and fictional lives are indistinguishable. What is the difference?
To go, people make all the difference.
In the tube.
Oh my gosh.
Buttons.
fuck you. Fuck you.
And they're saying why? What could possibly...
Or how?
Please, you're applauding his pain. And that's what happened to him the only time he's ever left my apartment.
Amen.
As I hate to break rules, but what I did was, and this was better, I put the cats into a balloon, swallowed them, then pooped them out later.
Today is only today, tomorrow is tomorrow, and a far ways away, and then you might die or walk farther with your heavy rucksack and your weapons.
Fine, I'm sorry. No, she's definitely no virgin.
For what it's worth,
I'm Mike. Catholic.
Right, hold on. Mikey Boy's going to help.
On the way, right at the end of Don and Mike's show today, they said she was.
She was a virgin?
Yes. You know, in the paper, I always see her described as the virgin.
In place, are these photons of light still connected to this physical DNA? This experiment was called the DNA phantom effect.
Women want to be with women. Women get along with women better, all right? Men and women don't get along. Men and women are structurally different.
I think there are times we forget how different.
Fuck you.
Between Mr. Spock and Dr. Spock.
Direction. So I do see that, and I've known that for quite some time. And you're saying this is part of that pattern.
Yes, we're beginning to exhibit human pre-extinction behavior patterns. These are, you know, women will wake up and just kill their children, beat them with bats, or ride into lakes and drown their children, and they won't know why they did it. They'll blame. Been replicated several times, and what they're showing from this is that there is a field of energy that we haven't recognized in the past, previously unrecognized form of energy, and that the physical molecule of DNA is affecting non-physical matter, light, through this.
Maybe a good parallel would be a permanent magnet. If you get a nail near a permanent magnet and stroke it a few times,
right.
Take the permanent magnet away and the nail remains magnetized.
Through a force, and we're saying why? Because the magnet's no longer there.
That's right. I was just trying to come up with...
Magnetized in the gay men's communities and the lesbian communities.
Fuck you.
Hey, man.
say that again.
He's got him again. Man, he's got him.
Are you alright, man?
Are you alright? Are you alright?
Just a question, as you are quite obviously going to audition today. Do you know the 5 positions of feminine subjugation?
What?
The 5 positions of feminine subjugation, no? Well, perhaps you're more acquainted with the pose of tragic acceptance. Or the demeanor of awe and terror.
Mr. Kynaston!
How about the supplicant's clasp or the attitude of prostrate
grief? Mr. Kynaston!
Funny, you've seen me perform them 1,000 times. I thought they'd taken hold.
Mr. Kynaston!
Ah, well, now, there's a feminine gesture you seem to have managed to the stamp of girlish petulance.
I just wanted to act. I just wanted to do what you do.
But, madam, I have worked half my life to do what I do. With 14 boys crammed in a cell, do you know when I was in training for this profession, I was not permitted to wear a woman's dress for 3 long years. I was not permitted to wear a wig for 4 knots until I had proved that I had eliminated every masculine gesture, every masculine intonation from my very being. What teacher did you learn from? What cellar was your home?
I had no teacher, nor such a classroom. But then I had less need of training.
Everyone is playing audio archaeology. It's a global pursuit. The voice raiders are everywhere, scooping up specimens, selling to the highest bidder. They're putting out compilations on digital cassettes. Don your headsets, choose a channel, search and retrieve. Search and retrieve. Search and retrieve.
A child learns to judge distance by touching things.
Part 6, Tate LaBianca. On August the 8th, 1989, Charles Manson sent Tex Watson and Susan Atkins with Katie Krenwinkel and Linda Kasabian on a special mission. They were to take black, creepy crawl clothes that the family used in the peculiar exercise of breaking into houses at night and creeping around them without being seen, something at which Susan excelled. They were to take a substantial length of rope. They were to take knives. Tex was to take bolt cutters. They knew this was something really big. Susan reckoned it was an extension of her plan to take the heat off Bobby Beausoleil by casting suspicion on the Black Panthers. And from this point of view, there was method in their madness. By writing Political Piggy and leaving her bloody paw print on Gary Hinman's wall, Susan had done something pretty distinctive. The cops might be too dumb to figure out they were meant to blame the Panthers, but even they should spot some connection if a similar murder occurred and similar writing was found. And since Bobby was well under lock and key as a murder suspect on remand, he couldn't have done the second killing.
What?
Power go up?
Yeah. So the traps don't work.
That's the good news, yeah.
What's the bad news?
It's gone into reset mode. The system will restart itself in 10 minutes. The first routine it runs on restart is a clean sweep.
As far as I can see, is that we are on the same side on a civil rights issue about gays and lesbians because we sleep with the same sex partners. That's the issue we have in common. Everything else, I don't think we have anything in common.
That is bad as it sounds.
The clean sweep program flash incinerates anything still living in all the rooms. So, we gotta move.
Well, which way do we go?
Isn't the place.
I thought you hated heat and steam.
I'm purifying myself.
Why didn't you come to my rooms when you thought I'd been attacked?
I knew you wouldn't want me to see what they'd done to you.
Why didn't you write?
Ned, I've never been a word type. Letters are dangerous. They live on long after their passions have died.
It's so easy. Even a child can do it.
It's fast. It's
easy. I think that gay men, they look at relationships a lot different than we do. I think they're passive about it, too. It's like, okay, if it doesn't hang on, you know, that's all right. Whereas women are, I'm going to do everything I can to make it last, even if I know it's not going to. You know what I mean?
New metaphysics. Kind of like a disease looking to go back to a carrier animal of some kind and run for the fire line. Try to get out of the human race.
Sense of sight is always closely associated with our sense of touch.
It's going to run for the farther hinterlands of the mind's eye. Mighty mind's eye. Mind's eye. Translate. Handover. Stick a shimmy in and get on up.
And it's fun. Instant results.
Sure. Teaches men in general that that is not their province. That's a woman's work.
Six U's, newmetaphysics.com. Grab a hand strap and get on up. Get over. Get on with it. down, back the beanpole, into a little rabbit warren machine, ambulate around, and be in your mind's eye whilst walking on the line. Maze your friends, my friends. Gary Geiserman piggybacking on top of it. Depends how much it costs.
Dangerous, only if they're secret.
Well, I'd call us a secret, wouldn't you? They were beginning to be whispered. Those things you said at the palace. I warned you, Nevi.
What shall I do to win my lord again?
Don't. I'm getting married. Jane Bellamy, you met her, I believe. It's this Saturday, King's coming. Dryden's composed a sonnet.
Yes.
Jane's quite a charming thing, really. Pretty, rich, surprisingly literate.
And a woman.
Just the X and Y coordinates. Pretending they are three. The invisible arrival anytime. Third gender. Recidivism to the backhoe on the first two. Get on down. I'm auditioning my new funk album. I want that pink Cadillac and a bottle of Jack D in the back seat. Drive off into the sundown. You know where, my friends. Deliver that funk, Studio B.
What's she like in bed? What's she like to kiss?
Deal with relationships. And so in the straight relationship, you have the woman doing all that work.
Now you come up with the right answers faster than you ever dreamed possible.
That's what we're doing.
You get guaranteed results in just 30 minutes.
Rodin, of course, knew what sculpture is. He once said that sculpture is the science of the bump and the hollow.
Well, that would be an analogy. There is obviously something going on in the nail that we understand.
Was not in 150 Cheerio Drive. He was away, working on a film script in England. Sharon, 8 months pregnant, was back in Hollywood awaiting his return. His cabin trunks had already arrived ahead of him. Although she joined Roman in making home movies of their sex life, and she was not above smoking the odd joint or snorting the odd toot, she was not somebody who can be imagined making serious enemies who wanted her rubbed out.
Yes, it's absolutely true that the Hebrews, were slaves in Egypt for 600 years. 600 years building pyramids. There was nothing else to do. And Moses, a black Egyptian, the only illegitimate son of Pharaoh's daughter. But she told her father. She found it in the bulrushes. You believe that shit? And there was Moses, standing on Mount Sinai. He said, here, we'll build a hospital. And there was the burning bush. And the burning bush was never consumed. And the burning bush said to Moses, go down and take your staff with you and free my people. And Moses looked at the bush and said, a bush can't talk. Little did Moses realize that was a marijuana bush. Moses got so high, he thought he was God. And down into the house of bondage, into the land of Egypt, Moses took the Jews and marched them through the hot, burning desert for 40 years and 40 nights without sandals. They go, goddamn hot, Moses.
She wear a golden flower, she dye in her, don't you know?
I don't want you. Not as you are now.
When I did spend time with you, I always thought of you as a woman. When we were in bed, it was always in a bed on stage. I'd think, here I am, in a play, inside Desdemona, Cleopatra, poor Ophelia. You're none of them now. I don't know who you are. I doubt you do.
Ask! What do you want? Ask! What do you want? Ask! What do you want?
People across the nation are reporting amazing success, and it's especially easy today.
You don't have to have a college education.
You don't need any cash.
You don't need a store. You don't need an office.
My name is Jax, and these are my associates, Mr. Finn and Mr. Quigley. Right. Gentlemen, first things first, we locate our mouse. He has no implant, and so we shall have to do this the old-fashioned way, I'm afraid. Mr. Quigley, run a visual check on all rooms. He couldn't have gone far.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Finn, run a probability tree on his potential movements. Let's have some contingency, shall we?
Right away, sir.
There is an average pitch between most of my words, and it's changing. At the moment, it's rising.
Okay, but are you not making these pamphlets?
Yes.
Are you not the National Institute on Drugs?
Yes.
On drug abuse?
Yes.
Okay. Do you not believe the national institution registered on drug abuse should have correct information and facts to back up their claims?
Subject again. That isn't what your first question was.
I mean, well, you're not backing up. You have no proof to
be legal.
Sir, you have no proof to back up these claims. Then you're backing up these claims, which is keeping, I mean, you're writing this misinformation, passing it out to people, keeping this medicine illegal. People cannot obtain it. Although it cannot harm you, you cannot overdose on it, it cannot kill you, unlike alcohol and tobacco, which are legal.
See?
Try to relax and just let your mind go back to your childhood, your little. There must be some good memories there.
I had a lemonade stand for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I made no money. I had to burn it down and collect the insurance.
Mr. Grasso, you look a lot better this morning. How was your head?
It throbs. I can't move. What happened?
You were washed up against the rocks in the lifeboat. You must have hit your head and banged up your side.
You didn't drown.
Obviously.
Danach, schon während der Konzerte mit Lutz damals, haben wir uns beide so für Keyboards auch interessiert. Ich habe mir eine Orgel besorgt und er sich auch so ein kleines Keyboard damals. Es waren keine richtigen Synthes in dem Sinne. Dann kamen einige Sachen dazu, ein Rhythmusgerät, ein sehr skurriles, ein ganz seltenes Rhythmusgerät, was man noch mit Lochkarten programmieren konnte. Man musste nicht, aber konnte, wenn man wollte.
But it wasn't enough.
Das war schon eine Rarität.
Hey, nobody gets everything they need from one person.
Und später dann auch noch der bekannte Synthi A.
Depends what you need.
What do you want?
Als man das auf der Gitarre kommt.
Depends what you need.
Da ist man sehr fixiert auf bestimmte
You didn't choke me thoroughly enough, Grasso. The water revived me. And I was clutching Marsha's dress.
Yes, but how did you
get here? Fishing boat. It was almost dawn when you tried to kill us. I managed to hold Marsha up for a little while. You were lucky.
What are you...
Here. Put your arm around my neck.
No.
I'll take you to the tower.
Where's your wife?
Marsha's gone to the mainland to get the doctor.
We're alone.
Yes.
pressing ahead with another indictment that put Tucker on trial with Jim and Susan McDougal in Little Rock, Arkansas in March 1996. Most of the accusations against them could be traced to David Hale, a shady Arkansas Republican businessman. Hale was an accomplished thief and a con artist, and he was motivated. He was cooperating with Starr in hopes of avoiding a long prison sentence for his previous crimes. The Small Business Administration, which had lent Hale's company millions of dollars intended to benefit small businesses and low-income people, reported that it had lost $3.4 million due to Hale's improper activities. His sentencing was postponed until just before the McDougal-Tucker trial 2 years later. The defense lawyers argued hard to convince the judge to admit testimony about Hale's connection with right-wing activists and financial payments from the Office of the Independent Counsel. Although the presiding judge wouldn't admit evidence of most of Hale's lucrative connections, and the full story would not come out for years,
Professor Van Den Hoogen Band sounds like he's all whistles and bells to me.
What's up with him? I'm sick of trying to preserve a shred of emotional integrity in this crude commercial environment.
Looks like the hottest club in town. Hello, everybody. I brought my twin brother from Jersey. We'll see you inside.
I wasn't really allowed to go to the club, but sometimes when Ma was visiting her sister or something, I got to go.
I want an invitation.
At night, there was no place like it.
Hi, folks. Everything okay? The martini's good? God bless you. Nice to see you. Welcome, welcome. This is Stewie, my son.
Senator, how are you? So nice to see you.
Pop was a big man there. Everyone shook his hand, Jews and Italians. Brooklyn Moe Weinstein, Big Anthony Tortola, Jackie Nose, Bad Philly Broma. Even celebrities that came down sometimes. Everybody. Most of the time there, I felt dizzy. I couldn't breathe. It was so much bigger than everything else.
He's my bodyguard. I brought him along.
And these guys, they knew how to live. I mean, broads, booze, gambling, all of it. But they never got sloppy, ever. And they took exactly zero shit from nobody.
But on demons or what have you.
You, however, blame it on, no doubt, angels.
No, I don't blame... the angels don't do that sort of thing.
Huh.
No. In fact, demons don't do it either.
Oh.
That's a load of... You know, that's just not true.
Okay.
Neither angel or demon. Angels and demons are identical. You have one thing on one side for man and one thing against man.
So simply the pending pressure of this extinction is going to bring on more and more of these...
The purpose of... Yes, it will... And the purpose of this dichotomy between angels and demons was supposed to be for our evolution. Lucifer's purpose was to impede the path of man in such a way that man could evolve. Something went wrong. We made some bad choices.
And the man kind of being in the dark, but at least somebody's doing the work. Lesbian relationships, you have two people working very hard. In gay male relationships, you just have people at a loss how to have a relationship.
None of this corporate political bullshit. If they liked you, you were in. If not, you were fucked. Not like now. Like you company muscle guys, right?
Not my style.
I'm lining up my
techniques really work. They can work for you like they work for me.
Has a relationship with their future self. Everyone has a relationship with their future self, just as everyone has a relationship with the future. Reactive, healthy or unhealthy. It is time to develop greater rapport with those future selves. It is time to establish greater intimacy. It is time to develop, or to more fully develop, a healthy, active relationship with your future selves. And before we delve into the pursuit of such, why now? Why is this the time? Whatever the relationship, however active in a beautiful, positive way it is, or maybe sadly not so beautiful and not so healthy, even in that reactive way. Why now? And there are numerous reasons, we shan't detail them all, but we do want to mention a few for very particular reasons. First of all, it is time now. You are ready, and it is time now. Because developing such a relationship with greater rapport, with greater intimacy, is the seventh step in the pursuit of oneness, so that your experiences of oneness can be magical, transcendent, exhilarating.
You know, Mr. Kay, the performance of yours I always liked best. As much as I adored your Desdemona and your Juliet, I always loved best the British parts. Rosalind, for instance. And not just because of the woman stuff, but also because of the man sections. Your performance of the man stuff seemed so right, so true. I suppose I felt it was the most real in the play.
You know why the man stuff seems so real? Because I'm pretending. You see a man through the mirror of a woman, through the mirror of a man. You take one of those reflecting glasses away. It doesn't work. The man only works because you see him in contrast to the woman he is. If you saw him without the her he lives inside, he wouldn't seem a man at all.
Yes, you've obviously thought longer on this question than I.
This is the year 1999 of oneness. But it is not the year that all oneness will occur, but rather the year to learn.
Relax.
Beyond the word, beyond the concept, to experience. Because of the years that will unfold, dealing with oneness, working with oneness, with the magic, with the transcendence, with the exhilaration of oneness, will become more and more evident, more and more a part of you, part of your magic. Just as 1990, a decade ago, was the year of awakening. It was after that year of awakening, in the years that unfolded, that truly the awakening takes place. And it was after that year, by as much as 7, that the great awakening fully began, yet underway, yet but beginning. So it is not during the year that it happens, but that year where it is learned. So that in the subsequent years, as it unfolds, you are prepared, you are ready, and you, map makers, can make your maps for the...
The billowing smoke as it's coming forward. My wife was inside the car, staying warm, but I was on the hood. There's people standing by here as it's going by. The traffic, of course, was stopped.
Stroheim's images could certainly be brutal, and they inevitably got him into trouble with the censors. But at heart, he was a romantic who was haunted by the loss and the corruption of love. Rather than indulge in the splendors of imperial Vienna, he exposed its moral squalor. The young prince's father, a ruined aristocrat, strikes a deal with a rich merchant who's desperate to marry off his crippled daughter. Stroheim paid a high price for his transgressions and his perceived intransigence. The very qualities that made him a great artist undid him. He was dubbed a megalomaniac and ended up losing control over most of his projects. They would all be eventually truncated or disfigured, all fragments of a broken vision. In the 30s, a few topical films allowed the grim reality of the Depression to seep into the movies, particularly at Warner Brothers. Young Darryl Zanuck, then head of production, ordered his writers to draw their subjects from newspaper headlines. I Am a Fugitive from a Chain Gang was probably the most famous of these hard-hitting exposés. It even led to the reformation of the penal system in the South. However, David Selznick at RKO jumped the gun on Zanuck by releasing his own indictment of the chain gang system several months earlier. The film was called Hell's Highway.
Well, young fella, you won't catch cold in that sweatbox.
It was one of the three films directed by Roland Brown, a forgotten figure whose meteoric career reputedly ended when he punched one of Hollywood's top executives.
He's dead. Strangled to death in the sweatbox. The contractor says the boy committed suicide.
Carter's dead.
Carter's dead. Carter's dead.
Somehow, Roland Brown's audacity epitomized the pre-code era. Those are the tumultuous years before rigid censorship rules known as the production code came into effect.
Not to experience oneness there, that's it, done. to learn so that when they value the importance, the merit of such experience comes blossoming and unfolding into your world.
I'm inside.
And throughout the year, we have talked of the steps that can allow that experience, that can give you a greater assurance, give you greater opportunity for those experiences of oneness, as unique and as varied as they are for each of you. Those experiences can be magical ones, transcendent ones, exhilarating ones. And you remember, it begins with the magic of self-trust and an alliance with the forgotten ally of the subconscious mind, and proceeds to developing the magic of co-creation on the high plane of co-creating with the archetypes. And from this beginning to the keys of abundance, most readily armed, in many ways most elegantly found within your lost dreams. The midpoint, the fourth step, sometimes the most determined, the step that many would think would be the final, leading beyond those keys to abundance, to the sustaining and expanding and expanding of success. That the fifth step, and the sixth, to harness the power of your unconscious. Now these six steps can get you there, can get you almost there, to that rich, exhilarating, transcendent and magical experience of oneness. But it is the seventh step. Greater rapport, greater intimacy, greater rapport with your future self, that can take you all the way.
Motion forward to the pole. Funding ran out months ago. Only two of us left now. We've eaten the rest. The metaphysics. Gary Geiserman here. Kind of like your first episode of Childhood Disease. You're reassured by the man. You get to stay home and watch more TV. All very strange. Reminds you of rites of passage in the other African memories. Where you didn't know there was bad lurking. Little big monsters around. The artificial artifice. Since they were known. Coming to you each and every time. Off the Big Tree Channel. Branching out. Asking Not Can Be Done For You, but just resting on a shaded side for all. Prize in each show, decipher the sonic little double torqued with an arc and a half twist. Send her on in. Down here to the station, give you another piece of the bigger puzzle, and you get a big giant step on all your neighbors. You can be the first man on the moon. You want to do that, don't you? First man on the moon.
And then you want to review the evidence.
Bring home your satchel with your data proof and badge of material. Can't be disputed even by yourself. That's how certain it is.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
So take care of a couple of those bodily irritants, cyclical mechanisms, and then get on over there, my friends. It's waiting for you down at the big stripe. You saw it on the TV. So come on down. Step ahead on that puzzle piece. Envy of all your friends.
I come for you at night.
What?
They come for you at night.
Who does?
They do.
You can do it too.
Self-doubt never gets you anywhere.
Wearing that tonight.
tonight?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Sir Charles designed this costume especially.
It looks it. You'll strip down to your shifts.
Wait, look, if you think you can teach me how to be a woman...
I'm not teaching you how to be a woman. I'm teaching you how to be Desdemona.
I don't want to be Desdemona. I don't want to act ever again.
No, you claimed the role. Now hold on to it till they pry your fingers from its neck. And more than the role, you hold this theater in your hand, so stand still, dry your eyes, and strip.
Want to do that?
You talk too much, shrimp.
Okay, just asking. Jen.
It was like I already knew how to play. My mom started to teach me. She let me watch, but I knew. I knew how they fit, how they felt. It was like just some door I opened up.
More like a mouth.
You know, cards were invented in China. First they invented paper, then cards right after. Not these, though. These came from England later. That's where it is a queen, you know. Four suits, 13 cards. It's just magic. It's perfect.
The devil's work.
Yeah, yeah. But God, too.
Do I now have enough evidence to prove that worrying about money does not create money? Okay? And when you have enough, then you can, and you can change your thinking about it. Let's talk about managing your money. We've already talked about managing your mind and managing your time, and now we're going to talk about managing your money. I want to say a couple other things about managing your time that I just thought of. I suggest that everybody have a calendar to schedule their time with. Figure out what to do. When you get a good idea, commit it to a time frame. Someday never comes. All that matters is the next step. You may get an idea that is irrelevant to your next step. You may be in the store buying clothes, and you might get an idea about how to fix your kitchen curtains. You can't do anything about that right now because you're in the store buying clothes. So you write that down on your calendar, and you commit it to a time frame. See? So you write down, Thursday, 3 p.m., fix curtains in the kitchen. And the purpose of this calendar is so that you can commit your ideas to a time frame.
Reaching, teaching, the mission of Christian radio.
Haiti, he's lied about the gays and the elderly. He's lied about everything. Why on earth should we trust him when he says he'll fight to end welfare as we know it? I said, I don't think Americans buy that idea. Will was kind of upset. I don't blame him. He's a devoted sort of adulator of Bill Clinton. But I mean, do you believe that Clinton will do anything that he's promised?
How do you know my name?
Hang up, Matthew.
I didn't tell you my name.
Hang.
Thank you.
What, the CIA, the FBI, they're all already?
No, I've got a friend in the Justice Department. I know his home number. I can dial direct and I can avoid the San Francisco.
What are you going to tell him?
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
Hey, with life in your inside here in the SE and circle the program at 3 2 3 2 3 excellent. I've got the night these things are up. Every day getting
calls here. How do
you turn the
door? Yes. Hey, we won't go. I'm going to jet. Then you tell you some circle this and right to that gives you a little bit of a helping and picture doing it. And here.
Hello, Monty is called Arnold. Here I stay in Austin.
At all. Okay.
They're very varied, infinitely varied screams, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And they seem to take on a life of their own. You start off screaming at one point and you'll end up at another.
All about the human being and what we choose. And we can't go back now.
The thoughts of God are far beyond all change and shine forever.
Give it a happy solution to every problem within 30 seconds.
First indication of a peak oil production.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't know...
Yeah, and at the Institute, we're fond of saying that that everyone screams, but everyone screams alone.
They grow out of those pods. Those pods.
Not to tell you what to do. The other secret with the calendar is only write things down in there that you want to do. I went to the store one day, and I bought one of those little pocket calendar books for a whole year. I was walking out of the store. As I walked out of the store, I realized I got an incredible bargain. For $2.25, I just bought a whole year. I had developed the habit of if I write it down in my calendar book, I do it. I decided I would only write things down there that I wanted to do. I would forget all the stuff that I should do, that I had to do, that I ought to do, all of that. If you want to know when you're operating out of your own intuitive motivation and when you're operating out of all the stuff that those other people told you, is listen to what's going on in your mind. Whenever you have a sentence that starts with, I should, I need to, I ought to, I have to, I better, that's somebody else. See? Your divine presence does not talk to itself that way.
They cut our power.
No.
so.
You just slipped in a little phrase there, which is, I'm keeping it illegal. Congress makes the rules, Stella. You
okay.
Called to the wrong place, call
okay.
So I could play cards, so I played for her. They set the games up, they staked me, gave me a piece. The fish never saw me coming, never forgot me either. I razzed them so bad, they always came back. Vincent, the other guys, they respected me for my talent. Don't work that way no more.
It's not so different now, Stewie.
When I was bar mitzvahed in 66, they all came. Everyone. They all gave me cash, $3,000, out of respect. You're gonna tell me it happens that way now?
Yeah. You give respect, you get respect.
Oh, yeah. I gave respect.
Thank you, Benson.
What'd you do with the money, Stewie?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
No, Maxwell, you're gonna kill him!
That's what I should do, Flo, after what he did! That was your bar mitzvah money, you little shit! You spit on tradition!
No. I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't mean it.
You didn't mean? You didn't mean? Let me tell you what I mean. From now on, no more club, no more cards, no more track, no more nothing. You understand? You go to school and you come home. You use that big brain of yours to do something other than embarrass me and your mother. You understand me?
Vincent wants me to...
That's right. Run away, you little shit. Don't let me catch you.
It only hurts that much? Well, I guess I can go then. The deed's done.
Only because you deserved it. Oh, thank you. But I'm a justice of the peace now. Oh. I perform weddings. Do you?
Hi there. Who is this?
I'm calling for Mr. King.
Well, you're right on time.
Yes, of course.
We're always punctual. We're fine, thank you. I want to make it brief, Mr. Thomas, and I want to tell you...
Could I break in and ask you, could I speak to Jerry?
No, Jerry's not with us now. We're at a payphone, so don't try and have the call traced, which I've noticed you just did, because I heard the sounds, and I do know those sounds.
It's kind of important, you know, so that we know that he's in, what'll I say, your care.
We've taken care of that by bringing along an article of clothing that I know you will recognize, and it'll be satisfactory to everyone.
It is not as easy as you think just to walk in the studio, go right on the show.
No, but...
Hey, it's my little genius. Jesus Christ. Who did this to you? Is it your father?
I can't play cards no more.
He's mad at you. You know what insolence is?
No.
It means disrespect. You were insolent when you took that money to the track. It was for your future. It's in your religion. You understand my emphasis?
No, he means it. Never again.
You really want to play cards, Stewie? For real?
Yeah, more than anything.
Right. I'll take care of it. Let's go get a steak for that shiner.
Steak?
Yeah, for you, filet mignon. Club. You got some cash on you?
Yeah.
Good. Because this credit thing. Losers.
Just say, there's no problem. The material is clean material.
Do you know of something called standards and practices?
As I get older, just fewer and fewer things make sense to me. I came from MTV. I started on MTV. When I watch it now, I get baffled. There's a show on there called Singled Out. It's a dating show that just ruins people's self-esteem. It basically breaks you down into body parts and then weeds out the ones that are unacceptable. Basically, it's like, all right, let's start the show. Todd, what category do you want to start with? Well, Chris, how about tits? Okay, tits. What do you like, big tits or little tits? Well, you know I hate little tits, so let's get rid of them. And then the little titty girls have to do the little titty walk of shame. All right, they're gone. What category now? Hair on the vagina? Okay. What do you like, Kojak or Bernie from Room 222? What do you like? And I don't buy. I apologize if that was too graphic for the ladies in the audience. I apologize. But you know what? I'm onto the ladies' game. You know, the whole rumor in this country is that men are very graphic about sex and women are very demure and don't really like to talk about it. But you know what? I've heard ladies talk about sex and you are fucking graphic. Because men, when they talk about sex, we don't want to hear details. It's just, it's a tally. It's just you're in and out with the conversation. Men's sex talk is just this. Hey, did you go out with that chick last night? Yeah? Did you fuck her? Yeah. Good man. That's it. That's the conversation. Very cool. Women. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He was beautiful. His penis was like a baby's arm holding an apple. It was just... Oh my, it tasted like a mocha frappuccino from Starbucks. It was just, oh my God. Ah. Men would never talk like that. Because for men, sex is not that enjoyable a thing. It's just a competitive thing. That's why we're in there. For women, sex is, oh, the waves of pleasure went through my body like a babbling brook in the wind and sand blew my hair. Men are just, 5 minutes, beat my old time, yes!
Now, all I can say is don't have any press leaks, which means you must keep the audience there until 11:45 or 12 o'clock after it has been aired nationally. Thank you very much. We'll discuss the other things. That's your problem. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Air, because he loves you. His voice reminds you always that all hope is yours because of his care.
This question arises from the tradition in bondage and discipline of making the submissive partner count the strokes.
Just another $2 whore.
The metaphysics. Slipping into any slot. Come back, do it again. The metaphysics. Syncopated, in with the wheels and gears. I mean, you have to be, don't you? If you can't just sit down and blow your freaking brains out with a handgun, what else are you gonna do? Gary at newmetaphysics.com. It's open line of communications for you. Of course, you have to use language, and you have to write it down, and you have to digitally press it down on a recording two-dimensional device. Then send it through the gears of the glands of Langerhorns, the prototype for the advancement of mental man-mind, the digital chip where all sense is deleted, then erased, then recorded as zero data. Then impressed upon the minds of the mighty, echoed down the canyons of the many, and remembered by all of the new young people, the rookies, as they are coming up. Of course, this can come back at the other direction as well. Convention around here. So scrape it off if it gets on. And I'll be looking at you, kid.
Like so.
I hate you, Paul. Nothing to eat. No. Oh,
The scream. Give in to the more chaotic nature.
Could have gone home. You've paid your debt.
Boy, he's shrewd. He just wouldn't buy anything.
To see is very difficult normally. I know that inside of the things I am looking, there are a lot of things I am unable to see, but I know they exist.
When's the last time you remember being outside?
Do you know about a third exit?
By women sexually, because you're very complicated sexually. We're very simple. We're used to the penis. We've been working out on the penis for years, and the penis is simple, easy, one piece unit, self cleaning, screws in, screws out, no mess, no fuss, no worries.
Let's put his predictions out there. Why? Because they presented us.
Genitals are this island of mystery.
Ethically, an opportunity to change. This is why I look at dark things. As a psychic, I don't tell people good things very often because I don't want these people to change. I want these people to recognize the bad things so they can avoid them.
So these bad things are not absolutely inevitable, and the future is to some degree malleable.
That is correct, but there are some futures which were fixed long ago. For example, the carrying capacity of Earth was breached. We are dying. We're a dying race of beings on a dying planet.
In the books, in relation with my work, I am placed like abstract sculptor, born in 1924 and all these things. I am not an abstract sculptor. I am a realist sculptor. The difference between my work and other realistic works is that I have reject las apariencias, the appearance. My work is a problem, it's a question, always. Frequently the question is why a sculptor is possible, why I do what I am doing or trying to do. It's a problem of knowledge. When I know something, I am never interested in it. A thing is interesting to know when you don't know, but when you know, it's like something already done. I love
it.
Scream literally inhabit our bodies, flowing through our own bodies into our voice, and to actually give voice to the body of the original scream.
Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it.
There's a time code attached to it. I don't like things already done.
Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it.
But when you know, it's like something already done.
One piece unit self cleaning, skins, screws out, no mess, no fuss, no worries.
Everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached.
I don't like the things already done.
There's a time code attached.
I prefer to be able to discover for the first time something.
Everything we write has a time code attached.
You look at it, you know exactly what to do with it. Women's genitals are this island of mystery, shrouded in shrubbery. What the fuck is in there? Nobody knows. It's all these parts. Lip, hood, zipper, buff, honey.
Slow down for a moment and think about this in the context of instance. That old man or old woman you hope to be is still an infant. The substance that controls me has no restraints. Not bound by how we define time or space. They say before you leave this place, your life flashes before your face. What if you could stretch that flash out with no more to risk? It's just a choice you make. There's no more to it than this. And then intuitiveness is your guide through the mist. Which part of your life would you like to see first? What's at the top of your list? Maybe it's that first kiss or the first time you knew you were missed. Or maybe those first steps you took before you tripped and scarred your wrist. Go ahead, pick one. This phenomenon is designed to keep time in line by decreasing the frequency of those seconds we waste needlessly. It's easy to see when your attention's free. I paid a lot of it and got nothing of it. All whoever doubted it are out of wits. The lottery gets brings you closer to the power switch. Be careful, I've seen the brave display cowardice when they see how long an hour gets. When a second becomes a day, you see those pointless moments a mile away. But don't let them take your smile away. Those times
that
when your crowds came seem like they would
have the wonder that certainly show the absolute the magic.
And that's the full spectrum.
And power.
Out of great and great back to the first step. And that's the worst it gets. There's nothing left to question.
It's like the kick in the last 100 yards of a race that turns it into a win, a triumphant victory, rather than just a race that was run.
There's a time code attached to it.
This is the origin of my world.
Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write, has a time code attached to it. It stays attached.
We have developed a very rough classification system for screams.
That last inch that turns 11 inches into a foot.
I can't even hook up the VCR. What do you want from me? We're used to the penis. That's what we've been working out on. Men masturbate constantly. Am I sharing too much? Okay, I do, okay? You feel better now? I do. I masturbate a lot. You're lucky I'm here, okay? You know what's sad? I masturbate a lot, and yet I don't floss because it's too much of a hassle.
It's that last inch that turns 11 inches into a foot. The seventh step can trigger a deepening of magic. The seventh step can bring a certain aliveness, a certain realness to the other six steps, not to diminish them at all, but to exalt them, to lift them to a ground level. It's like seeing the brass ring but not reaching for it. Like reaching for it but not catching it. The seventh step is catching that brass ring.
Whatever I know how to do, I have already done.
Life in the video cage. All that ricochet. Rebar below the casing. Something about the structure that has to be archetypically planted here. For us to use. Belies. It does. Very cute. Just that social last mile overlay always gets me. Right to the blow the brains out kind of scenario.
All the work of the first six steps fall into place.
One day, you're gonna wake up inside.
That kick in the last 100 yards of the race, that inch that turns 11 inches.
Base. Through this I know the advantage of taking no action.
This is what can put people off pathology. Too much glitz.
That is what people dislike about autopsies particularly. They're such queenie camp fests.
My point is that pathology is serious work. The British public should not be shown death and disease as entertainment.
There are good arguments on both sides, and this radio autopsy will be the occasion to hear them. In fact, it'll give me the opportunity to voice my criticisms about the lack of intellectual backbone on Radio 4. Because actually, that's what lifelong Radio 4 lovers like me really crave. the chance to complain about it at great length live on... Ruth, I presume you're in favour?
No, I can see it now. Dr. Ruth Anderson, radio's most pathology. It's Roy of the Rover stuff.
I was going to suggest that as a way of preparing ourselves, we might all head down to the professor's exhibition after work today. Perhaps it will assuage some of your doubts, Anthony.
Well, I suppose there's no harm in having a look, but I say again, I find the whole notion about as intellectually coherent as...
The twist in the sixth sense.
Thank you.
Put that something more... The bow triggers a magic deeper and brings about an aliveness and a realness through what you do and all that you do in your pursuit of oneness. You see, in the first six steps, there is great value that is found in the meaning and in the significance. But when you add the seventh step, greater rapport with your future self, you can find value that is beyond meaning, beyond significance. And that's why it is time. And whether your relationship is active, reactive, healthy or unhealthy, it is time to develop that greater rapport. Another reason, a second that we mentioned, so very important, is that the future and your future selves are already more active, are already more involved, are already more engaged in your current reality than they were 6 months, than they were 12 months, than they were 18 months ago. Years ago, we say, the past has relinquished its hold, even as people would grasp more mightily to that past, precisely because if the past wasn't holding on to them, and therefore if they were going to keep the past alive, they would have to do more of the work themselves. The relinquishing of the past and the increased influence of the future, yes, we've talked of it years ago, but it's happening now. And in your world now, your future and your future selves are much more active, much more engaged, much more involved. And we say this for a number of reasons, but let us give you two examples of what we mean. We have talked of it more recently. We will undoubtedly talk of it a great deal more as the years unfold. You are at the beginning, the bare beginning, but nonetheless, of a beginning of a revolution. A revolution that is happening in your world, a revolution that has not happened since perhaps the invention of the printing press, since the discovery of fire. Energy. And it is what gathers the information that is your illusion. Now, we have talked, and others in the arena of quantum physics have talked about the implicit and enfolding sea of non-locality, where everything functions as a wave and is in every place and every space all at the same time, and that it lifts out of this sea, implicit enfolding. It becomes explicit in unfolding, functioning like a particle when it is observed. It is attention that is the observation. It is attention that causes the implicit enfolding to become explicit in unfolding.
Men have been masturbating for years. That's why it's so cute, I gotta tell you.
When women try and give men a hand job, we just... That is so adorable. It really... I have to say, you know, we appreciate your enthusiasm. We appreciate your effort. But the whole time we're just thinking, baby, you're messing with the master!
hand job is the greatest example of male restraint during sex. We just, we'll sit there for 10 minutes. Yeah, sure. No, go ahead. Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, no, no, no. Knock yourself out. That's good. Excuse me. Two twist turn done. See? Done. 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 Easy. And I don't want you to get the idea that I'm a pervert and thought, you know, I have a girlfriend. She's lovely. I am so in love with her. And it's just, she inspires me. It feels so weird. I'm writing poetry. Well, poem. I wrote a poem. I didn't finish it. But it's just, what rhymes with sweet pussy? Does anybody?
Misunderstanding of how the government works. I mean, it's just, you could pick, why don't you just pick housing and urban development and blame them for it being illegal?
Well, you're the one posting the information, John. It's more kind of, you know, like the post when it's true. Or you just post when it's false, you know, you're just as blind as most of the people out there and you don't post facts. You say this is a fact because these people told it was. You don't do your own research on it?
We paid for the research that did it.
You did.
We funded 88% of all of the research that's ever been done on the whole face of the earth on drug abuse. 88%.
Well, since marijuana cannot be tested for any positive effects, no wonder you're only finding bad stuff. So you're funding...
We are not in the business of looking for medicines for glaucoma or cancer or anything else. There are other institutes which do that.
Break down into the basic elements of earth, water, fire, air, the basic forces of male, female, and primal, and finally the destiny of the screen, which we understand as birth, death, or bardo. Bardo being a Tibetan concept which designates the state of suspension between the living and the dead. The first example falls into the, let's see, it's the category earth, fire, female, and it goes something like this.
Found a revolution. Even more so because it is a revolution precursor to a new world. That is more than an ideology, more than an ideal, but is now destined to be a reality. For the first time ever, destined to be a reality. You are involved in a revolution. It has just barely begun, but it is happening. A technological revolution, an economic revolution, a science revolution, a revolution of information. And it is the future that fuels revolution. Not that fuels revolution. Not the past. It is the future that fuels revolution. If you look through the history of humankind, not at random acts of violence, not even at well-thought-out plans of violence, but a true revolution, it is always fueled by the future. You are involved in a revolution that is more grand than ever any revolution has been, and that it is fueled by the future, and it has begun, it is happening, and the future is therefore more involved, more engaged in your reality than it has ever been.
that lifts the illusion out of that sea and makes it form itself here in your reality.
Why won't you play men?
Men aren't beautiful. What they do isn't beautiful either. Women do everything beautifully, especially when they die. Men feel far too much. Feeling ruins the effect. Feeling makes it ugly. Perhaps that's why I could never pull off the death scene. I could never feel it in a way that wouldn't mar the... I couldn't let the beauty die. Without beauty, there's nothing. Who could love that?
Than it has ever been. What separates revolution from random acts of violence, from adolescent rebellion, from planned acts of violence, from terrorism, is the relationship of the future. The same function of a revolutionary and of a terrorist is separated by the role the future plays in that function. You are not involved in a terrorism, even though there are terrorists out there. You are not involved in random acts of violence, even though such express and reflect in your world more tragically than perhaps you have ever known. But you are involved in a revolution. And it is fueled by a future, and that future and those future selves of yours are more active, more involved, more engaged than ever, and will continue greater action and involvement and engagement as the years unfold. The second part of this is that you are in the midst not of a paradigm change, rather not of a paradigm shift, excuse us, and not even a changing of the paradigm. You are involved in the creation of a whole new paradigm. As you say, not a future that is simply a better past, or a more organized, or a more efficient, or a more advanced past, but a new paradigm, a future that is a new future. The paradigm is not shifting. It is more than changing. It is becoming, it is evolving. It is becoming a new paradigm.
Yeah, Frankie. Stupid. I said 18. Yes, 18. I don't make the line. You want it or not? I don't want to hear a joke. Frankie, I don't want to hear it. I don't. West Coast, East Coast. Are you a lonely person? What's the matter with you?
It's wet, I said.
Hey, Pop.
Oh, Christ. What happened to you? No, sorry. Call me back. Who did this, Stewie? That Scheinberg kid again? I'll speak to his father.
No. It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
You mean that move we talked about? How?
Drop some change. It worked perfect.
Where'd you get him? Hey, Sally, Stewie got that fat-ass bully Scheinberg kid right in the tchotchkes.
Congratulations.
I love him. Oh, beautiful. That's it, kid. That's how you're going to do it. You're smarter than all of them. You don't have to be big when you're smart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need any of this nonsense, do you? Here's what we're going to do. We're all going to go out of town this weekend and celebrate someplace fancy. Sound good?
Sure.
All right, go get washed up. I'll have Jimmy pour you something to take the sting away. Go on. Hey, Stewie, this was special. You don't come down here unless I bring you, okay? I mean it. Yeah, no, I'm talking to my kid. My kid. He just kicked the Scheinberg kid in the balls. Yeah, you hope he don't kick you in the balls. Oh, you don't have any balls. I sure.
Is going to become more and more evident, not amid the academe, not among the pundits of reality, not among those who have become the experts, but among those such as yourselves who are becoming. You see, and as the paradigm becomes a new paradigm, those who are invested in making the old one better, those who are invested in creating changes in the paradigm, are going to get angry. They're going to get angry at the thought of a brand new paradigm about which they are not the pundit, about which they are not the expert. They have an investment in keeping the past alive. But even despite such anger and such outrage as will be felt, even rage, the paradigm is not just shifting, not just changing, it is evolving, becoming new, and the future creates the present, and the future fuels the new paradigm.
It said, get in there. And he did. And after he left, everybody looked at me like, get in there?
You remember something before all of this?
Not much.
Let's see, the second exam, I just picked these out. I've got a catalog which is in this book, and it's also in my body. The second one, it's quite different than the first. Falls into the categories of air, male, primal, bardo. Some air, male, primal, bardo, scream.
far ways away, and then you might die or walk farther with your heavy rucksack and your weapons. I've received hours of ridicule from the platoon because of Christina's stationery. I'm angry. I try to read her lies through the folding, burning imps, but I can't make out the words, though certainly I know her lies by heart. I dig deeper into my ruck and remove a stack of laminated photos. Three are of Christina in various semi-nude positions, the only piece of cloth covering her being my dress blue blouse. I attempt to hold an auction. Troy once offered me $20 for one of the photos, and Keane is known to have paid $30 for a photo torn from a German hardcore magazine. But he says, I need penetration, thus refusing Christina. That bitch is damaged goods, Troy says. Right now she's dorking some hotel clerk. Unfaithful is unfaithful. I don't want her photo. I got better jerking material in my head. Near the regimental mess there is a wall of shame, where jarheads post photos of unfaithful women. Women who've gone bad on debts or stolen some poor jarhead's car and all of his clothes, or simply informed him that the ride has ended. The truth about cheating jarheads is for the women to tell, and I've never heard those stories, told in America while the jarhead floats at sea or walks the desert.
Go on. I'll catch up with you.
Famous thing out. This is all going on right here, sir. It's all alive. It's all naked, sir. Guaranteed action here. This is it. Guaranteed to make you feel like a new man. This is the one. This is it. Come on back here. Come on back here. You hear me? Come on back here.
How you talk to Steven Spielberg? Get in there? It's like, yeah, he got in there.
Catch a little whore, Unger?
Shouldn't be talking like that, Carmine.
Oh, what? Got a lot of balls hanging around here. Where's my 20 grand?
You'll get it.
I'm getting really tired of this bullshit, Stewie. Really. What if Spud here broke one of your legs? What would you say then?
I'd say you'd be in a world of fucking hurt there, Carmine. Or ain't you talked to Vincent and Gus?
Yeah, I talked to fucking Vincent. But you bastard. That's the only thing keeping you fucking alive. You little piece of shit.
So what, do you want to smoke or something?
Carmine, let's go.
One of these days, and with you, it's just a matter of time. Ain't gonna be no Vincent, no Gus. Then you and me, my friend, we're gonna have a nice, long dance. Oh, yeah. We will.
And he was fine. Two takes, smoked it. It was good.
About cities. Called Cities, This City. The things they always complain of coming from outside and again on leaving. There are so many of us crowded in here, and we are all so aloof and alone. We here are always alone. Every city alone in this country, which has never learned to accept its cities. Every city on its own, alone and doomed, born to lose, written on its walls. Yet here we stay in it and keep coming to it. We keep pouring ourselves in and out. We light the skies with ourselves sometimes. Sometimes someone may be watching those lights. We are using ourselves, people, bodies, instead of trees and grass and earth. We eat people instead of eating the land. We watch love and hate bloom all around us, not weeds or flowers as in so many other places. We keep thinking we are making something from our own bones and blood and flesh and not like the others living off the land. We know that the oldest city was so. We know that the newest city will be so. It will always be the place the others use while they keep complaining about it, while they send what they make from the earth, while they send what they can't use, while they send what they want to sell for what we have to give them in return.
In last week's episode, top-level government agent X-9 was called to the mansion of billionaire industrialist Tarleton Powers. Unable to prevent his murder and the kidnapping of his niece Evelyn, X-9 revealed the presence in the house of one of criminal mastermind the Top's men. Suspected of the man's subsequent death in police custody, X-9 is forced to run from the law while desperately searching for clues to the whereabouts of the Top. This week's episode... Carnage at Sea.
I don't want those. Those can go on the fire.
What? Who's there? Oh, Alfred, is that...
My name is most definitely not Alfred.
Oh, you again. Tired of using doors, are we? I thought your type only came through windows at the end of a rope.
Alfred?
My pet poodle.
I'm sure that's just what he is. In the meantime, I seem to have caught myself a safecracker.
These are my husband's papers. I have a right to go through them.
Uh-huh. But scatter them over the floor? Looking for something?
No, just seeing what's to be kept.
These are business effects? Photographs?
I was about to burn those. They disgust me.
Now, she's a Lulu. Can't be more than...
Give them to me. My husband, you know. Poor dear was a little past his prime. He got his kicks looking.
You know, the more I learn about your husband...
Yes?
The more I realize I don't like any of you.
Oh, not even Evelyn. Come now, can't you see her sitting by the fire, polishing your armor?
Cut it out. She could be dead and you're making cracks like that.
I'm sorry. But it's such a trying time at the moment, I...
Don't pull a feint, I won't catch you.
You know, you might like me if you got to know me.
Sure. That's what the rattlesnake said to the coyote.
phone number where you can call me so that I can send you a special gift.
If Stu wins this next game, that'll be about 8,300 total, Mr. Leo.
Nice run of luck there, kid.
Oh, it ain't luck.
What then?
I know you.
You know me?
Yeah, so I know what you got.
Yeah, any good gin player learns that.
Yeah, but I know now.
After four discards? Impossible.
Double or nothing says I do.
Stewie.
That's a bet. So, talk to me, little master.
Well, I know you got a pretty decent hand, because you always lean a little forward when the cards look good to you on the deal. Now, that means you got two spreads, because if you had three, when I hit you with the king of diamonds, you would have knocked, which you didn't. Since I got the queen of diamonds, you got kings.
Brilliant.
Oh, not really. See, but do you know you always keep your low spreads on the right side of your hand? Yeah, you do. But with aces, for some reason, you start them on the left until you hit something else and you move them over. Now, that's interesting, right? And I also know you really, really hate to throw middle cards early, except if you're protected and fishing. So I would bet that seven of hearts came off a pair of them. Since I got the six of hearts, you got the eight of hearts. Along with the eight of clubs, the six of clubs, and the seven, let's see, it could be spades or diamonds, I'm not really sure. Not that it would matter in the hand.
All right, kid, you made your point. How about we just call it an even 10 grand right now and be done with it?
Come on, Stewie, 10 grand's a good night.
No. No, I don't think so, Mr. Leo. You're kind of a diamond guy with your suit and rings and stuff, so I'm going to say diamonds, yeah. Seven of diamonds. You know, personally, I would have kept the 7-7-8 nutcracker together and risked a six, but that's just me.
I really admire your courage, kid. But I think this makes us even. Oh.
Oh, and, you ever get to Vegas, look me up.
Dino's at the Sands.
So you're laying 10 G's against 6,600 to make that call?
Yeah, but I had him. I call right, he's destroyed. Could take a man out, you do it.
Vincent was angry with you.
Oh, Vincent was always mad at me for some.
What'd he do to you?
Nothing. He said he felt acrimonious towards me. That means
angry.
Yeah.
One blow, one draw, two blow, two draw bent down, two draw unbent, redraw bent down, redraw unbent, four blow.
In a different way, in a different country, through a different prism.
I feel completely impulsive tonight. Anything could happen. So much to tell you. I don't know where to start. I want to tell you everything. I just want to tell you everything about myself, everything you don't know.
therefore I must always do what I do not know how to do. For the first time, something. This is the origin of my world. When you know, it's like something already done.
Just another $2 whore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The final example is maybe the most difficult in my particular scream memory.
They send their poets and their whores, their painters, their con men, their dancers, their thieves, their dreamers, their murderers, and we add our own to these, yes. Maybe you cannot have one without the other. Maybe indeed you need all in this city. I don't know if this is right. I only know the need to use oneself, to bet on oneself even when it's fixed, rather than watching things grow outside one and then killing them and then piling them up. And when the ports and the crossroads and the easy jumps across rivers aren't needed anymore for their commerce, the songs and the poems and the dancers and the drawings of things imagined and real will come out of the rub of people against people, will keep pouring out of the city's people, feeding the people who are angry, feeding them. This feeding started in the first gathering and will go on to the last gathering, because while the world builds itself in the void, people alone hunger for each other always, for whatever it is that only people can make, for whatever it is that only people can feed each other.
With the DNA now for them to even think, to even suspect that physical DNA would have an effect on the non-physical matter.
Well, it documents the force that we're trying to talk about.
Well, this is the first experiment. The second one, Art, I think you're going to find really interesting. It was conducted by the U.S. Army in 1993. It was Intelligence and Security Command, 1993. And what they did was they took human DNA from a donor. They actually scraped tissue from the inside of the mouth of the donor.
Yes.
Of the donors.
It's the fire, water, female birth scream. And this is about as close as I've been able to get.
Machine in another room of the same building.
Yes.
And what they did was they exposed the donor to very powerful emotional stimulus. From video clips. So they were very graphic wartime clips, erotic clips,
gotcha.
Humorous clips, inducing very powerful states of emotion in the donor in one room, and they said, let's see if his DNA is affected in any way in another room.
Let me guess, the DNA started to jump around.
Well, what they found was that the DNA, electrically, when the donor had a peak or a valley experience, the DNA in another room was experiencing the same thing, what makes this interesting is when we think about energy, typically we think about energy being generated in one place and broadcast or transmitted somewhere else. That takes time.
Right.
There was no lag time between the time the donor had his experience and the DNA had its response.
So much of the talk of New World, that is ideology, that is ideal, a goal that will never be achieved, ideal. So much of the ideology and idealism of New World thought has been built out of pieces of the past. Out of giving people a sense of significance, out of giving people a sense of a place in history, out of giving people a salvo, a balm. Don't worry, it'll get better. To give people a dream when they could not dream for themselves. And therefore, for thousands upon thousands of years, there have been those ideologies and that idealism speaking of a new world, but no one really expected it to happen. No one really got it. It was simply a technique. It was simply an approach, a way of dealing with the unrest of a world.
You could have gone home. You paid your debt. I'm funny.
You think I broke even?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think I should have climbed on a plane, gone back to New York, gotten a job as an accountant or some shit, made my apologies?
There are worse things.
No, man. There are no worse things. I'd rather blow my fucking brains out.
For breaking even.
No, for leaving the goddamn table. This was what I was meant to do. This was where I was supposed to be. Movie stars in Hollywood, politicians in Washington.
Gamblers in Vegas.
Yeah.
And all is right with the world.
But you know, looking at Anthony right there, thinking about all the bad things that I'd done, I promised myself I wasn't gonna gamble no more, and I didn't. I really didn't for a long time. I didn't.
But you played cards.
Yeah. But what we did wasn't gambling.
Where to?
The airport.
Pacific and Hyde.
610 proceeding south to airport. Carrying two passengers. Type H. Repeat type H.
610 confirm.
Some night, eh?
Take 280 south on ramp.
Yeah.
Type H. Unit established in Financial and South of Market. Repeat Financial and South of Market.
Thank you.
exactly are you heading?
I said, the airport.
No, I mean, which airline?
Market at 14.
United.
Market at 14. Market at 14.
You got business out of town?
Air on corner, type 18.
No, we're not leaving. Meeting someone coming in from Boston.
All bears in North Beach are now in Unit C, regroup. Division Air on 8. Division Air on 8. Division Air on 8.
What is it? What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
It was built upon trying to fix or placate or create a comfort, a healing balm for the past. But you see, what is so about a new world now is it's not an ideology. It is not an idealism. Or it won't be in a matter of years. More than many of you would like. Sooner than many of you really believe, but nonetheless, because the new world, not the ideology, not the idealism, but the realism, emerges from the future. Revolution is fed by the future. Paradigm evolution is fueled by the future. The future is more advanced than ever before and will continue its involvement and engagement increasingly. Now, this fact is going to create crisis for a lot of people in your world. Those who cling desperately to the past will see a world that seems more filled with sabotage and betrayal because they're looking over here when they ought to be looking here. They're trying to find logic and reason and cause and effect in what was rather than exploring what is to be. It'll create crisis for those who have reactive relationships with the future self and unhealthy active relationships. It will create crisis for those who want to pretend that they have inactive or no relationship at all. This fact alone is going to create crises, changes, seeming to come too quickly, demands seeming to be too heavy, disruptions in the daily routine where the old ways of dealing with the reality simply don't work. Crisis for many. But at the same time, this fact of the future involvement is going to create incredible opportunities for those who have greater rapport, for those who have deeper intimacy with their future selves, those who have an active, healthy relationship with their future selves. Incredible opportunities for those with such. This fact is going to create exciting opportunities for you.
Under no circumstances in the foreseeable future would this institute ever be asked to fund a study to see if marijuana is good to reduce the pressure in the eyeball.
Do you know why?
We wouldn't do that. None of our money would go in that direction. That's not what our mission is.
That's what your mission is?
The mission is to study illegal drugs and their effects in the human brain and the epidemiology. It's our job.
Okay, then what is the effect on the human brain of marijuana? From use of marijuana, what is the effect of it?
It's all in
studies. You're saying you don't know yourself?
You're welcome to look up. I'm not going to do your research for you.
I've already done my research. It doesn't mean like you haven't done your research.
Well, possibly you're right.
No, it's not possibly, it's I'm positively.
Sure. Yes, okay, I agree. Positively, you're right.
So it seems to me you only, it's how you hit your superiors, whatever they say is right. That's what it sounds like to me.
Gosh. Oakland and Richmond.
in the open.
That's how they do it. That's how they spread it. All those people are changed.
Never be able to stop them.
Yes, we will.
Can't. Look at, they control the whole city.
Find a way somehow.
Oh, Matthew, I can't go on. I want to go to sleep. I can't stay awake anymore.
You have to. You have to stay awake.
The dream weavers, the vision makers, the reality creators. Exciting opportunities to make the maps you have come to make, and to make them with greater success, greater happiness, and with greater knowing. Therefore, it is time to develop that greater rapport. And thirdly and lastly, as we've so often said, you are the magicians of the current and coming age. And as we've more recently said, this is the dawning of your day. A metaphor. A dawning of your day over the next many years. A time to sharpen and hone your magic, a time to lift your level of art mastery to a higher level, a time to develop the artistry of your magic. A time, we've said, to deepen the magic you know, as well as learn new magic, to deepen the magic you know. It is the dawning of your day. Now, there are many ways to engage, to encounter the dawning of your day. And there are many among the panoply of unseen friends as well, who can help you in the dawning of your day. But often the missing ingredient is that rapport with your future selves. As deep and beautifully as you may work with your counselors, with your higher self, with your soul, your spirit, as beautifully as you may relate and even partner with God, with Goddess, the kick in the last 100 yards that make the difference between running the race and winning it, and between winning it and being victorious, triumphant in your victory. That last inch that turns 11 inches into a foot. That missing ingredient that brings an aliveness, a richness, is often the rapport with your future self. That does not diminish what you have with higher self, counselors, unseen and seen friends. But the lack of that rapport, or even when it's present, without the deepening.
Let's get to work, shall we?
Yes.
You wearing that tonight?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Mr. Charles designed this costume especially.
It looks it. You'll strip down to your shifts.
Strip? Look, if you think you can teach me how to be a woman...
I'm not teaching you how to be a woman. I'm teaching you how to be Desdemona.
I don't want to be Desdemona. I don't want to act ever again.
No, you claimed the role. Now hold on to it until they pry your fingers from its neck. And more than the role, you hold this theater in your hand. So stand still, dry your eyes, and strip.
Muss your hair before the scene. Not like that. That's puffing it to make it look attractive. No, lip
pink, white cheeks,
pale lips, blood drains down the sleeve, not up to the face.
The way Betterton does the last scene, there are 32 lines, cutting 17.
You're the woman, I'm the man, start in the bed.
Not like that, that's like me.
Is that how you sleep?
How am I supposed to know how I sleep? I'm sleeping while I sleep.
Don't act with what isn't there. The man's been a festering boil for 3 fucking hours, hasn't he?
Yes.
And now he's come up to your bedroom, woke you up, and told you to pray before you die.
Yes.
So what's the line?
Talk you of killing.
I do.
Then heaven have mercy on me.
Good girl. Keep going.
Their loves I bear to you.
Peace and be still, and I mean that.
But Othello is advancing on her.
Am I? You see me moving? You take 2 steps back on the first line, then stumble on the last line.
I don't know if I can remember the stumble.
Peace and be still!
By my life and soul, send for the man and ask him.
Send for the man and ask him. Send for the man and ask him. That's easy to say, isn't it? Send for the man and ask him. Cassio's name gives her the willies.
But she doesn't say the name Cassio.
Aha!
I'm lost.
If Iago was going to poison the Moor's mind with a fickle lover for Desdemona, he had to pick someone who made sense. It couldn't be Jojo, the mute boy. Iago picked Cassio because, in truth, Desdemona does fancy him. So, when Othello mentions him, she must say yes, call for Cassio. But his name doesn't come easily.
But she doesn't say his name.
Yes. Now, this next exchange of 7 lines comes fast.
Why?
We want to get to the murder faster than they expect.
But how can I say things like, while I say one prayer fast?
No, you're not in charge of this part of the scene. The Moor is. The Moor says his lines fast. It's up to you to slap your words in fast as you can. Go.
Alas, he is betrayed and I undone.
Out, strumpet, weepest thou for him to my face.
Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not.
Down, this strumpet.
Species design complete.
Being done, there is no call.
But while I say one prayer.
It is too late. See what comes out of rehearsal?
I had planned to scream anyway.
Good for you.
Throw me on the bed, kill me.
No.
We have to finish this off.
Save something for the moment. Always do something different than you planned. Good to throw yourself a bit. Recall what we've done to this point in the scene.
Then initiating shutdown
die.
Sequence.
Surprise me.
But how do I know Mr. Betterton will do as you have done?
You don't. Because he won't.
All right, ready to go?
Yes, I'm playing the Moor.
I beg your pardon.
Mrs. Hughes insists.
Mrs. Hughes?
I do.
But does he even know the part? Yes, he knows it.
Now out, all of you.
Mr. Kinston, my thanks.
I blame you for my death. See you on stage.
Whatever the relationship with those, it could be so much more. And that's why, not only the seventh step, not only an increased engagement, but because you are the magicians and this is the dawning of your day. We talk of deepening the magic. We talk of greater rapport with your future self. Toward that end, the pursuit of that greater rapport involves four elements on that we turn to now. The first element on the pursuit, even as you are ready, even as the time is ready, the first element of that pursuit is to know that it is difficult. Developing that rapport, developing greater rapport, is difficult. And it's important in the very first step to lay the foundation of your pursuit, to know that it's difficult, not as excuse,
Not as reason to close your notebook and go home now. Not as reason to not bother then. Even Lazarus said it's difficult. But as a function of vulnerability. To truly be the magician, you need to expose yourself to your vulnerability, the weaknesses and your strengths. To expose yourself to your weaknesses so that you can counter them. To expose yourself to your strengths so that you can use them. And part of that pursuit, the first component, is to realize that finding that, having that, finding that, having that greater rapport is difficult.